It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In the world of classical music, Catholic nuns have been topping the charts. In the past year, two separate albums featuring the choral music of a group of monastic nuns from Missouri have made number one. And now, hot on their heels, come the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, a community of women religious outside Ann Arbor, Michigan. They're releasing a debut CD today. NPR's John Burnett went to the convent for our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America.
For three carefully chaperoned hours last week, I was invited into the quiet confines of the community of the Dominican Sisters of Mary. For afternoon vespers, the sisters, in their white habits with long looping rosaries, filed into the ornate chapel, stood in their individual choir stalls, and opened their breviaries.
My name is Sister Maria Suso, and I sing second alto. Usually when we're singing, it's just us and God. But with the CD, we were able to bring other people into that space of prayer when we're singing. And that's something that is humbling and in some ways makes us a little vulnerable. These are our special songs.
The 110 women who live inside the red brick nunnery in the lush green countryside north of Ann Arbor love to sing. They sing these ancient Latin chants during morning, noon, and evening prayers, and when they're cooking dinner, they're liable to break into The Sound of Music, or Oklahoma. Because song is embedded in their prayer life, they are very skilled singers. The producers of the CD, titled Mater Eucharistiae, recorded all 15 tracks in only 3 days. Not bad for first-time recording artists. And that included a momentous interruption.
The second day when we were doing the recording was the day that Pope Francis was elected.
Sister Joseph Andrew Bogdanowicz is the Vicaress General and Music Director. She says they were in the middle of rehearsing the Te Deum, a hymn normally sung for big church events.
When someone sticks her head in the chapel and she says white smoke, and we all go running and screaming because we know we have a pope.
At a time when the numbers of religious sisters is diminishing throughout the Catholic world, the Dominican Sisters of Mary is something of a phenomenon. The average age is 29. There are so many young women seeking to become novices, the community is planting a new convent in Central Texas.
It's just booming like crazy, but young people are good and they want the authentic. And if they're going to give their life to something, they really want what they would see as a sacrificial, joyful life.
The unique calling of the Dominicans is to teach. Most of the nuns will leave the convent and step out into the world to work at schools and colleges. They're decidedly not monastic. They've appeared on Oprah and the American Bible Challenge quiz show. During the first 8 years spent in the convent, a period called initial formation, life inside the motherhouse remains intensely private and filtered without the distractions of TV, internet, or smartphones. But it's not without fun. In addition to praying for nearly 4 hours a day, the sisters have time to cook Mexican food and play ultimate frisbee in full habits. Sister Maria Suso is a 26-year-old Floridian who's studying to be a secondary teacher of English and biology. She's 4 years into her religious life.
Honestly, I don't listen to very much music, and most of us don't listen to very much music that's recorded. Almost all of the music that we encounter on a day-to-day basis is music we make ourselves.
Thank you. The goal of any choir is to sing as one. To that end, Grammy Award-winning classical producer Blanton Allspaugh and director Scott Piper worked with the sisters to bring every voice into agreement. The acoustical beauty of the vaulted chapel was an added benefit, says Allspaugh.
It has a combination of clarity and warmth and a longer reverberation decay. It reinforces the sound after you've sung. There's a little something that keeps going after you've made your sound.
The project was the idea of De Montfort Music, a young record company based in Florida that specializes in sacred music. De Montfort's first two releases were recordings of Benedictine sisters in a Missouri convent. They surprised everybody by jumping to the top of the classical charts and selling together about 80,000 copies. And what do the Dominican sisters of Ann Arbor want their CD to accomplish? The reportedly generous music royalty will definitely help pay expenses at the motherhouse. On a spiritual level, this musical project furthers the countercultural mission of their community, says Sister Joseph Andrew. She plays the organ and composed three selections on the CD.
We bring people back where the culture, sad to say, is selling them short. The culture is not saying, you need silence, you need to calm down, you need to meet God, and however you might choose to worship Him. And I think when you turn this music on, something interiorly starts to calm down, and there starts to be a freedom to be able to really listen to God within.
The Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, hope the music on their debut CD can cut through the clatter and reach those listeners in need. Maybe Mater Eucharistiae will even hit the charts. John Burnett, NPR News.
This is NPR News.